I mean, the only way that you can put it is that we just got our ass kicked. You know, we can sugarcoat it and we can say things, but they beat us in every phase of the game. You know, they were tougher on the boards. They made plays. They made shots. They were better defensively. So, you know, I mean, just putting it in layman's terms, we got our ass kicked. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. You know, and a lot of the credit goes to them. And, you know, they did a really good job. And, you know, Lionel's got those guys playing great. You know, he's got them believing in themselves. And, you know, they're going to be a tough team. They're going to be a really tough team. They got good young players. I think Zach Randolph has found a home where he feels really comfortable, where they believe in him. Really tough low post player and a tremendous rebounder. Gasol is really playing extremely well. And then the perimeter guys, I think, you know, O.J. Mayo had a great game tonight. And they just did a good overall game. You know, they just played a really good overall game. And, you know, most of the credit goes to them. They took us out of some of the stuff that we tried to do. And we just never really guarded them in the low post. And they broke us down on the perimeter. I mean, I don't, you know, I there's not a whole lot to say. Sam Young came in, I thought, and did a great job for him and kind of changed the game a little bit when I thought we were getting back in it. But don't want to take anything away from them. You know, I think they deserve all the credit. They did a great job. They played extremely well. And, you know, hats off to them. No, I don't buy into that. We just didn't play. I mean, we let down because they kicked our ass. You know, and that's the only way you can put it, really. I said that, you know, the great thing about the NBA is that you get to practice for a day and you get to lace them up and you get to go again tomorrow. And you know what? It doesn't get any easier for us. You know, we go to Sacramento and play. It's a team that should have beaten the Lakers the last two times they played them, you know. And then we come home and we play, you know, Houston and, I mean, it doesn't matter who we play. You know, we have to play at a real high level. And it doesn't matter who the schedule says. When we play hard and we compete, we're a good team. We don't do that, we'll struggle some. You know, I don't really have an answer for tonight. I'll take a look at the film in a few minutes. But, you know, I mean, it just seemed to me that we never got into any kind of rhythm. And from a competitive standpoint, I didn't think we did a very good job. Well, it wasn't so much that. I mean, they started off on the inside, and then when they do that and we have to double team, you know, rotations are going to be a factor, and it's tough being in rotations all the time. The one thing that we've been able to do is that we've been able to kind of guard the post and not have to go down and double and do any of that stuff like that. We had to do that tonight, and it exposed us to a lot of things. Plus, you know, jump shots become a lot easier when you're up 25. I mean, obviously you know, guys came into the game, there's no pressure on them, and, you know, they made good plays. But like I said, I'm not going to take one thing away from those guys because I think Lionel's got them playing great. And I think, you know, obviously they've had some great wins, and every game you watch them play, they seem to be playing with more confidence. Well, that got a little bit of separation, but, you know, I mean, our bench just didn't play very good in that second quarter right there. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we still got the game back workable, and we just couldn't slow them down at all. You know, obviously we can't slow them down. They got almost 130 points, you know. So we never slowed them down at all. Well, I mean, you know, the last time I checked, though, the Lakers and the Celtics were pretty good. So if we play against those guys, we got to be able to play against these teams right here. You know, we just didn't do it. I just didn't think that, you know, we just never got them stopped. They threw the ball on the inside, was able to score so easily. We had to come down and double the post. You get any team in rotation, I think that, you know, that puts too much pressure on your defense. And we just didn't have a very good offensive game either, really. You know, Amari played great. I thought he shot the ball well, but we never really got into any kind of flow or any situation where we got a ton of easy baskets or anything. Yeah, I mean, I warned him about this team. I don't think it's so much a letdown in that you have to play at a high level to beat this team. And we didn't play at a high level. You know, I mean, we watched the last three games that they played, and they're, you know, they played exceptionally well, and they play extremely hard. And, you know, they believe in each other, and they believe in Lionel. So if you don't play at a real high level, you won't beat this team. And it's not so much a letdown in that you better be able to compete at a real high level to be able to compete against this team. They did. I to tell you the truth, I'm a little shocked at the way we played. You know, I thought that we would be ready to play. I thought that we would have a lot of energy and that we would come out. And I never thought that it was going to be anything other than a real tough game. You know, I never thought that, you know, I did talk a lot about, you know, they're not anywhere close to being the same team that we played 5 weeks ago. You know, I don't know. I think, you know, they had a lot to do with that. They did a good job. You know, they got some long athletic guys. I think O.J. Mayo is a really good defender. You know, obviously Rudy Gay with his size and, you know, his length, he can bother some things. And they did a good job. Gasol and Zach did a good job on the inside. So, you know, we just never got into any kind of rhythm. We never got any easy baskets because we spent so much time taking the ball out of the hoop. You just can't take it out. We can't be a running team if we're running on made baskets all the time. And that puts too much pressure on your offense because now if you're taking it out of the basket, the pressure is so much on you to go down and score on every possession, and we just can't do that. As good as we are offensively, we can't do that. A lot, you know, they got a lot of easy baskets off of our made baskets. You know, we just, in transition wise, Steve's driving to the basket. We have to get the floor more balanced. Somebody else has to get back. And, you know, we just didn't do that tonight. We just weren't clicking, to be honest with you. All right.